Not BBC.
Thank you.
Our help is in the name of the Lord,
the maker of heaven and earth.
Worship the Lord with gladness.
Come into God's presence with singing.
Enter his gates with thanksgiving.
And his courts with praise.
Almighty God, to whom all hearts be open, all desires known, and from whom no secrets are hid, cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of thy Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love thee and worthily magnify thy holy name, through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
We say together, no, I say this, I'm sorry. We confess that the law of God is most just, equal, holy, and perfect, commanding those things which, when perfectly done, can give life. But our nature is so corrupt, weak, and imperfect, that we are never able perfectly to fulfill the works of the law. Even after we are reborn, if we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth of God is not in us. It's therefore essential for us to lay hold on Jesus Christ. Let's now humbly confess our sins unto Almighty God. And now we say together, Almighty and most merciful Father, we have heard and strayed from thy ways like lost sheep. We have followed too much the devices and desires of our own hearts. We have offended against thy holy laws. We have left undone those things which we ought to have done. And we have done those things which we ought not to have done. But thou, O Lord, have mercy upon us.
Spare thou those who confess their faults. Restore thou those who are penitent. According to thy promises, by faith unto mankind in Christ Jesus our Lord. And grant, O most merciful Father, for his sake, that we may hereafter live a godly, righteous, and sober life, to the glory of thy holy name. Amen.
The almighty and merciful Lord grant you absolution and remission of all your sins, true repentance, amendment of life, and the grace and consolation of his Holy Spirit.
Amen.
You all please stand. O God, make speed to save us.
O Lord, make haste to help us.
Glory
to the Father,
and to the Son,
and to the Holy Spirit,
as it was in the beginning, is now and will be forever. Amen. Hallelujah. Please be seated.
The first reading is from Daniel. The Lord spoke to Daniel, saying, all that time, Michael, the great prince, the protector of your people, shall arise. There shall be a time of anguish, such as has never occurred since first nations came into existence. But at that time, your people shall be delivered, everyone who is found written in the book. Many of those who sleep in the dust of the earth shall awake, some to everlasting life, and some to shame and everlasting contempt. Those who are wise shall shine like the brightness of the sky, and those who lead many to the book, sealed until the end of time. But you, Daniel, keep the word secret and the book sealed until the end of time. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Let's all stand and say together the psalm. O Lord, you are my portion and my cup. It is you who uphold my lot. My boundaries enclose a pleasant land. Indeed, I have a goodly heritage. I will bless the Lord who gives me counsel. My heart teaches me night after night. I have set the Lord always before me. Because he is at my right hand, I shall not fall. My heart, therefore, is glad, and my spirit rejoices. My body also shall rest in hope. For you will not abandon me to the grave, nor let your Holy One see the pit. You will show me the path of life. In your presence there is fullness of joy, and in your right hand are pleasures forevermore. Please be seated. The second reading is from Hebrews. It is a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living God. But recall the former days when, after you were enlightened, you endured a hard struggle with sufferings, sometimes being publicly exposed to abuse and affliction, and sometimes being partners with those so treated. For you had compassion on the prisoners, and you joyfully accepted the plundering of your property, since you knew that you yourselves had a better possession and an abiding one. Therefore, do not throw away your confidence, which has great reward. For you have need of endurance, so that you may do the will of God and receive what is promised. For yet a little while, and the coming one shall come and shall not tarry, but my righteous one shall live by faith, and if he shrinks back, my soul has no pleasure in him. But we are not of those who shrink back and are destroyed, but of those who have faith and keep their souls. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Thank you.
vessel of our Lord from strife and harm to mark. Jesus said, when you see the desolate and sacrilege set up where it ought not to be, let the reader understand. Then let those who are in Judea flee to the mountains, that he who is on the housetop not go down, nor enter his house to take anything away. And let him who is in the field not turn back to take his mantle. And alas for those who are with child, and for those who give suck in those days. Pray that it may not happen in winter. For in those days there will be such tribulation as has not been from the beginning of the creation which God created until now, and never will be. And if the Lord has not shortened the days, no human being will be saved. But for the sake of the elect, whom he chose, he shortened the days. And then if anyone says to you, look, here is the Christ, or look, there he is, do not believe it. False Christ and false prophets will arise, and they'll show signs and wonders to lead astray, if possible, the elect. But take heed, I have told you all things before. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
And I thought, now this must be really serious, because I'm sure that Jesus is not talking about the Beatles replacing Frank Sinatra in Top of the Pops. This desolating sacrilege bothered me at that young age. When I went to seminary, I found out that the desolating sacrilege that Jesus was talking about, he referenced the book of Daniel. And apparently about 150 years before the birth of Christ, there was some fellow called Antiochus Epiphanes. Brilliant being God. Not a Scots name, but a great name for God. Antiochus Epiphanes built an altar in the Jewish temple and dedicated it to the god Zeus. The sacrilege was in the house of God. Something that was not of God was built. The desolation was that the people of God were unable to fulfill their commitment as the community of faith. Desolating sacrilege. Now when I began to study Jesus more and more, I found out that Jesus had a really high level of importance for the synagogue and the temple. But as I studied Jesus more and more and came to know more of Jesus of a living faith, I came to understand that Jesus did not place that high importance on buildings or places. The desolating sacrilege for Jesus was not in buildings or places, but in the hearts of people. Jesus was more concerned with how people were to one another than with buildings. The way Jesus treated everybody was exactly the same. The women and the children, the sick and the lame, the blind and the deaf, the leper, the outcast, the well and the whore. Jesus treated every single person the same and said, "You are a child of God. And as a child of God, I wish for you to love one another as I have loved you." It becomes a sacrilege when we treat other people less than Jesus treats us. It becomes a desolating sacrilege when people gather in community like this and do not offer the door of welcome and the face of acceptance. Jesus was very clear. Love one another as I have loved. This is one of the greatest tenets, well, fun days for me. When we gather to curb our tartans, we gather to honour our heritage, all of our ancestors, all of our families, from wherever they came. The underlying principle of our gathering together is to acknowledge all of our heritage. As children of us. Jesus said, "Love one another as I have loved you. Because in me, there is no near law in you. If you are Gentile, Scots or Irish, English or Welsh, Let's stand and affirm the faith now in the words of the Apostles' Creed, which you'll find on page 5 of the bulletin service. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth,
and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived of the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sitteth on the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen.
You all please be seated. At this point of our curriculum care, we're going to do the roll call of the clans. David is going to read out all the names of the clans. If you have any linkage at all to them or you just like the name, okay, please stand up. And at the end, okay, we have the catch-all, okay, for all people of all heritages. So by the time we end the roll call of the clans, everybody should be standing. David.
Abercrombie, Anderson, Armstrong, Baird, Barclay, Bell, Blair, Brody, Brulin, Brown, Bruce, Buchanan, Burns, Cameron, Campbell, Carmichael, Chisholm, Clark, Cochrane, Craig, Crawford, Cunningham, Davidson, Dewar, Douglas, Drummond, Duncan, Dunlop, Duff, Elliott, Erskine, Ferguson, Fleming, Fletcher, Forbes, Forsyth, Fraser, Galbraith, Gibson, Glass, Glenn, Gordon, Graham, Grant, Gray, Gunn, Hall, Hamilton, Hay, Henderson, Holm, Hughes, Hunter, Innes, Irvin, Johnston, Keith, Kennedy, Kerr, Kincaid, Kirkpatrick, Lamont, Lennox, Leslie, Lindsay, Logan, Lyle, Lyon, McAlvey's, McBain, McBeath, McCain, McCannon, McCulloch, McDonald, McDougall, McDuff, McEwen, McFarlane, McGregor, McHale, McIntyre, McKnight, McCullett, McKenzie, McIntosh, McLaughlin, McLean, McLeod, McMillan, McNabb, McNeil, McQueen, McCrae, McPherson, McTavish, Malcolm, Martin, Maxwell, Menzies, Mitchell, Montgomery, Morrison, Muir, Monroe, Murray, Napier, Nicholson, Ogilvy, Oliver, Perry, Pollock, Ramsey, Range, Robertson, Robinson, Rose, Ross, Russell, Scott, Shaw, Stevenson, Stewart, Sutherland, Taylor, Thompson, Urquhart, Walker, Wallace, Watson, Wilson, Wood, Young, and all peoples of every heritage, please stand. On behalf of all Scots away from Scotland, we present these tartans before Almighty God and ask God's blessing on our service. Raise the tartans!
We raise them up to God. Let's say it in Scottish now, okay? Let's say it in Scottish, okay? That's it, good job. Servants to bless them, fulfill now thy promise, and make us joyful in thy house of prayer, that our worship, being offered in the name of thy Son, and by the guidance of thy Spirit, may be acceptable unto thee and profitable to ourselves. We rejoice in the opportunity to dedicate to thee these tartans as symbols of the unwavering loyalty steadfast faith and great achievements of our Scottish and all our forefathers. We take pride in their rugged individualism, their respect for law and order, their hatred of insincerity and hypocrisy, their regard for human personality, and their belief in the equality of all people before thee. Grant, O God, that we too may ever be true to the faith of our fathers, which has played such a great part in the building of our beloved land. Use us and all thy servants everywhere, we pray thee, to bring peace and goodwill, equality and justice to all throughout the world. And now bless, I pray thee, Almighty God, all those tartans, those who wear them, and those families for which they stand. May they forever wave and be worn to your honor and glory, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The peace of the Lord be always with you.
And also with you.
Let's offer one another a sign of our Lord's peace.
If you have any questions, see Walter, who's got the camera on his neck and he's taking
walking look as Christ loved us and gave himself for us, an offering and a sacrifice, 195.
Thank you.
Page 8. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them unto the Lord.
Let's give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give thanks and praise.
It is right and a good and a joyful thing, always and everywhere, to give thanks to you, Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth, because in Jesus Christ our Lord, you have received us as your sons and daughters, made us citizens of your kingdom, and given us the Holy Spirit to guide us into all truth. Therefore, we praise you, joining our voices with angels and archangels, with all the company of heaven, who forever sing this hymn to proclaim the glory of your name.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name.
be sacrificed for us.
Therefore, let us seek the peace. Hallelujah.
Beloved, these are the gifts of God for the people of God. Take this in remembrance that Christ died for you, and feed on him in your hearts by faith with thanksgiving. Thank you.